What's happening right now, the only thing Congress has to do year in and year out is fund the government for the next fiscal year. This fiscal year ends on October 1st, or September 30th. The new fiscal year starts October 1st. And we've not put in place the appropriations for next year's business. And so if nothing happens between now and September 30th, we quote unquote shut the government down. Well, nobody in their right mind wants to do that a month out in front of the election, because that's just not good for anyone. And so we will do what's referred to as a CR. In its purest form, it simply says you spend money in the new fiscal year exactly the way you spend it in the old fiscal year, and to move forward.
That's the ranking member of the House Ag Committee from Texas, Mike Conaway.
In the ag world, one of the anomalies that has been done in the past under the Obama administration and last year under the CR last year is to replenish the CCC, the Commodities Credit Corporation, is that funding cash flow mechanism that USDA uses to pay the bills. And Title I, Title II, trade promotion programs, all those kind of good things get paid out of that, as well as the market facilitation payments from last year, some of the extra CFAP money that was not directly appropriated under the CARES Act. That has a funding level of a hard cap of $30 billion. That cap will have been reached almost by the end of this month. So October is a big month for ARC, PLC, conservation payments going out. So producers signed up for those programs last year. They were expecting these payments in October. They've always gotten them in October. Bankers are expecting them in October. They've always come on time. But for whatever reason, my Democrat colleagues have decided to not replenish the CCC as a part of this CR, which means that it will get replenished sometime in November, early December, and that means that all of these payments potentially, or most of them, would be delayed for 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, whatever it is, and that's just simply not fair. These are the bankable items that the Farm Bill provides year in and year out. This allows the cash flow planning, the banking, lending, all those kind of things are predicated on these payments coming out in October, and my Democrat colleagues have chosen to not do that. I offered an amendment to the CR bill yesterday that would fix this. The Democrats on the committee voted unanimously to not let this amendment move forward. Doing it this year in front of an election month where all of these the few Democrat members who represent rural America are going to have to go home and explain to their producers why the check's not in the mail the way they're expecting it. Last week, when four members of the Senate went down to the floor to have a colloquy about how important this was, it made the ranking member on the Senate Ag Finance Approach Committee, I guess, mad. And so she came down and lit it up. And so all of this deal kind of came unwrapped. And then Friday, Mnuchin and Pelosi thought they had a deal, or Mnuchin thought he had a deal with Speaker Pelosi. And was ready to move forward, told our leadership, hey, it's fixed, it's done. And then an hour and a half later, she called back and said, nope, CCC funding's out of the CR. And that's what was dropped yesterday. And all I can say is just I can't explain why. I can say how. My conjecture is that they're wanting to punish rural America because rural America generally supports President Trump.
Ranking member, House Ag Committee, Mike Conaway, explaining why that CCC funding is not included in the CR. And from Capitol Hill, I'm Tony St. James.